Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There's great risk and great potential harm to everything already enshrined in our Constitution if we do open up this Pandora's box.
Jeff Foster with Common Cause Massachusetts says if six more state legislatures vote for a constitutional convention, Congress would have to call one, and America's founding laws would be up for grabs. Supporters say a convention's needed to cut spending, and the authors of Project 2025 have strongly endorsed the effort. But critics say even basic protections like the First Amendment might not be safe. The Senate is expected to begin confirmation hearings next week for President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi has been tapped to lead the Justice Department, but she also vows retribution against its staff.
The investigators will be investigated because the deep state last term for President Trump, they were hiding in the shadows, but now they have a spotlight on them.
Bondi served as one of Trump's lawyers during his first impeachment and sought to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Trump's pick for Secretary of State, and his choice for UN Ambassador, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, are expected to get bipartisan support. But the pick for defense, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth, is described by former co-workers as having a serious drinking problem and admitted to paying a woman to settle a sexual assault charge. Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth lost both legs in combat.
We're talking about an organization that is 3 million servicemen and women and civilians and a budget of over $900 billion. He does not have the experience to run an organization of that size.
The Director of Intelligence nominee, former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, faces quiet but intense resistance. Critics say her ties to Russia and pro-Kremlin stances make her a national security threat. Trump's transition team has agreed to allow some FBI background checks, but it's unclear if every administration pick will be vetted. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says nominees for jobs like attorney general need to be fully investigated.
We require these background checks of drug enforcement agents, first-time prosecutors for the federal government. Why wouldn't we get these background checks for the most important job in the United States government?
She notes Republican senators have just enough seats to approve nominees without Democratic votes. A law that requires display of the Ten Commandments in every Louisiana classroom, kindergarten through college, takes effect this week. A group of parents are suing, saying it violates the Constitution's prohibition on government-enforced religion. But Governor Jeff Landry tells Fox News that if students don't like it, they don't have to look.
When the Supreme Court meets, the doors of the Supreme Court on the backside have the Ten Commandments. Moses faces the U.S. Speaker of the House. What's the big problem, Sandra? That's the part that I don't understand.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.